everybody up. Let me introduce to you a man that you heard of and you thought you knew. Well, give me a couple of seconds just to prove to you you never did, but let me give you a chance to. I used to swear everybody had it in for me. People only wanted to talk to spit on me, so I'd paint pictures and draw a little bit. And every time I was pissed off at some kid, I'd get home and draw a little sketch of any kid I hated with a knife in the neck, a pencil in the eye, and a hole in the back. I had a backpack of six sketches like that. And over time, people started to see the pictures that I made made a lot of sense to me, but it never even really made much of a difference. They still talk shit, but not at close distance. And that sucked, cause all I wanted to have was just a little attention with a good or bad. But over time, I got sick of trying to keep making the pictures and kept drawing lines. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just reminiscing and telling the story of this. Sit back and take in the story of the kid as I look back at the strange things I did. Everybody up. Let me tell the truth to you. I never thought I'd be anyone you'd wish you knew. I just thought I'd end up a stain on the wall, something you wanna fix if you see it at all. Anyway, back a few years' time, I had a class with a smart mouth friend of mine, and we were sitting in the back. The two of us combined would make fun of everybody just to pass the time. Now, we did it quietly so no one heard. A couple of nerds with papers full of pictures and words, until this kid heard we were calling their names and decided to get tough. I remember he came up to me that day, front of half my friends, and talked shit so loud people couldn't pretend they didn't hear him, saying he would beat my ass. And I laughed, but he was serious and pushed me back. At this point, I was pretty confused. This little bitch was all lamp, so what could I do? I should've come back at him for all to see, but instead I just told him that it wasn't me. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just reminiscing and telling the story of this. Sit back and take in the story of the kid as I look back at the strange things I did. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just reminiscing and telling the story of this. Sit back and take in the story of the kid as I look back at the strange things I did. It's like flatliners. See that flip? People die and come back, seeing crazy shit. People that they did wrong come back to attack them, and everyone they hurt comes back for revenge. Well, if that was ever gonna happen to me, I potentially would be attacked constantly. But then again, for all the pain in my past, there'd be a lot of people that had better watch their ass. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just reminiscing and telling the story of this. And sit back.